the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The new academic year at Missouri State University has begun. The first major celebration of the fall semester will honor the history, culture, and contributions of citizens of Latin heritage. Latinx Heritage Month will take place in September, featuring several events that are free and open to the public. I'm Emily Yip. Joining me today to explain the term Latinx and share more about the celebration are Ivania Garcia Pusateri, Executive Director of Multicultural Programs at Missouri State, and Melissa Gutierrez, a Junior Political Science and Modern Languages major. Garcia Pusateri.
Latinx is our way of being accommodating and inclusive to folks in the community who don't identify with traditional gender binaries as male and females, and also understanding that Spanish is a gendered language, that it does reach out more to a broader community, and also thinking about people within the community who are not just from Latin America, but within the Caribbean, and also people who identify as Afro-Latinx as well.
Garcia Pusateri says it's particularly important to celebrate Latinx culture because of the ongoing negative narrative about the Latinx community.
I think it's important if people don't subscribe to stereotypes, people just seeking to understand, educating themselves beyond what they have in front of them, but also getting to know people within the community and seeing them outside these stereotypes that unfortunately have been on them for a very long time. I think having those relationships with people, once you get to have that human connection with someone that identifies within the cultural community, people then start to be like, oh, you're not like what's portrayed on TV, or you're not like what they're saying, you know, in politics today. So I think it's important for people to have that human connection with that person to see beyond these stereotypes, because once they make that connection, they're able to see the false narrative in it.
Gutierrez, a Mexican-American, shares how she can help others better understand and appreciate her culture.
The first step is kind of reminding them, like, first off, yes, I'm Mexican, but I'm also American, and those two things are together, and also encouraging them to, like, ask questions, because I feel one of the largest barrier is being able to find someone maybe of that culture, and what is appropriate to ask, and when is it appropriate to ask.
According to Garcia Pusateri, the Latinx Heritage Month celebration on campus will focus on power and community.
This year, the theme is power in the community, so power in storytelling, power in food, power in just coming together as a community. So we're going to kick it off with the Tamales on the North Mall. We're going to have different dialogue sessions during the lunch hour. We're calling it Latinx Expressions, which is great because we're working with faculty and staff to lead those conversations and talking about Latinx identity from ethnicity to language to also colorism and thinking about nationality, just because being of Latin American descent or Caribbean, it's very diverse and very fluid. We also have a speaker coming to campus that's going to do a spoken word evening. Her name is Denise Foreman. She identifies as a Jewish Puerto Rican queer woman who is also Latina. So that's very multifaceted of the Latin American or Latinx identity. And then we also have our banquet that we're going to be doing that we've been doing for a while now. That's going to be really cool. Outside of just a general fashion show that we've done in previous years, students are going to come as specific political icons in Latin America. It's almost like a live museum to kind of showcase the history and different things that have happened within Latin America politically, socially, and what have you.
Gutierrez hopes the campus and larger community will participate in the discussions that take place during the different events and activities.
We want to make sure that the public had the opportunity to come and be able to talk freely and peacefully and be able to understand and grow. Personally, as a Mexican-American, these types of conversations interest me, especially living in Missouri where diversity in the Springfield area is not very high. So having these conversations really isn't possible unless I'm with my parents or my family. So this would be an opportunity with other students, faculty, but also people who don't identify Latinx can listen in on these conversations and understand, because they don't know that we are having these conversations, that we feel this way, being part of two different cultures.
The Tamales on the North Mall kickoff event is September 4th. For a full schedule of events with times and locations, visit missouristate.edu/multiculturalprograms. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.